On November 16th, a new Box City will emerge at the First Tennessee Pavilion. Camp Out to Stamp Out Family Homelessness is an event hosted by Family Promise to give participants a chance to simulate being homeless. I spoke with the executive director of Family Promise to learn more about this event. The fifth annual Box City event is coming up on Saturday the 16th, where families get the opportunity to spend the night in a box of their own building. Proceeds from the event will benefit Family Promise. My guest is Mary Ellen Galloway.
Family Promise Rabbit is an organization, a nonprofit organization in Chattanooga. We're 15 years old now, and our job is to provide day and overnight shelter and counseling in a one-stop shop for homeless and near homeless families looking for services and to link these families to employment and housing.
Some people don't realize that if you're living on your sister's couch, you're technically homeless.
Well, you're actually homeless because the situation is your name is not on the lease. And so that's probably one of the most vulnerable homeless populations because, you know, you're sleeping on somebody's sofa or on their floor. And what happens is, you know, people get on each other's nerves, different parenting styles. Next thing you know, you're put out on the street. So that's a very vulnerable group of homeless families.
Not everyone can really truly understand this until they feel this or they live this. And a lot of those homeless people that suddenly they've run out of relatives, they've run out of friends, and they find themselves all of a sudden it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They have no place to go. Maybe the shelters can take them. Maybe they can't. There are limits in the shelters.
There absolutely are limits in the shelter. You're absolutely correct. And right now in Chattanooga, and unfortunately, there is no 24/7 emergency shelter for homeless families or homeless individuals either. That's something that is being worked on in our community to try to figure out ways, how can we address that? Because we've got cold weather coming up now. And it's not like there haven't been homeless individuals that have died living out in the cold, because, in fact, they have passed away in tents and living under bridges. So this is an immediate need, and we're hoping right now to work particularly getting those families housed as quickly as possible, or, for heaven's sakes, getting them off of the street or in their cars. You'd be surprised the number of times we've had people call us and say they're living in their car with their children. Children are going to school from their car. They are going onto a parking lot under a light to do their homework. I don't know how this got to be okay.
A lot of families are still feeling the effects of losing their homes, losing their jobs, and they've just not found that position they're looking for yet.
Absolutely. You know, the economy, the downturn in the economy has not only impacted homeless families and homeless individuals in terms of not having access to employment, but it's also really impacting local nonprofits. People are just not donating like they used to. And there's, I think, some fear and maybe just the sense of the unknown. And so they're kind of holding on to their pocketbooks. Now we have a situation where food stamps are going to be cut, and the government is not going to do that. They're looking to nonprofits to pick up that slack. I think that's going to be a real big crunch coming.
Box City, Camp Out to Stamp Out Homelessness. That's what this is really all about.
It is. It is about. And this is our fifth year. We're looking forward to it. It's going to start First Tennessee Pavilion again, November 16th at 5 o'clock in the evening, spending the night outside in the cold and leaving at 7 the next morning. So most people are gone by about 6 o'clock in the morning, actually. But it's a fun event. Bring your recyclables, bring your cardboard, bring your tape. We will have some cardboard available. It's going to be first come, first serve basis. Construct your box home, and then we're going to have activities. We're having entertainment. We're going to have a soup kitchen type of a meal. We'll have some snacks and drinks and a quick cold breakfast in the morning before our campers leave. We're asking everybody to either take your things with you, or we'll have a recyclable container there for people to put their trash and their leftover recyclables in there.
This is the time that you're going to be pulling away from the internet. You're not going to be bringing devices.
No. It's a grand experience. I'll tell you how this works. About 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to get the point. at 2 o'clock in the morning when it's quiet and freezing, it drives the point home of what is it like for families? What is it like for kids? What is it like for individuals that are sleeping outside? The awareness piece is something we really want to drive home. And we also want to let people that are listening know that the proceeds go to helping homeless families with children transition to employment and housing. And that's what we do every day.
If you have children, you need to be prepared. If you bring your children with you, they won't have television or internet or their video games.
But there'll be things to do. We have scavenger hunts for the kids. They love that. We have all kinds of crafts, arts and crafts, plenty to do, and entertainment, plenty to do. So they're not going to be bored at all.
I think for most of them, just separating from the internet and their telephones are going to be the biggest deal. No cell phones.
Yeah, I think what's going to be the biggest deal is they're actually going to be able to relate to somebody there. They'll have time to relate.
Entertainment suddenly becomes a one-on-one and not multimedia. This is Saturday, November 16th at the First Tennessee Pavilion. What is the earliest time people can begin to show up?
They need to show up at 5. That's the earliest, because it takes a little while for people to construct their dwelling, and then we'll have sandwiches and drinks and snacks and fruit all evening, popcorn, you know, all that thing. We'll have the Coke wagon will be, the Coca-Cola wagon will be there. So there'll be plenty to eat, but it's not going to be gourmet fare. Peanut butter and jelly and maybe some turkey or ham sandwiches, maybe some cheese sandwiches, that kind of thing, but chips and fruit. Snacks thing.
So with all the food and snacks and such, that's not exactly like being homeless, but it's a lot closer.
Well, actually it is, because if you're homeless and let's say you go down to the community kitchen to eat, you would get a sack dinner, and that would be a sandwich and probably a piece of fruit and maybe some kind of a cookie or something like that in there. It's similar.
Should you bring pillows, blankets, sleeping bags?
Yeah, I would. I think it's going to be real chilly. And by way of tents now, pop-up tents, don't be bringing anything that we have to put stakes in the ground, because, of course, the First Tennessee Pavilion is concrete. So pop-up tents, sleeping bags, or construct a dwelling.
And you'll be sleeping on concrete, which gets awfully cold at night.
It does. I every year, I bring along a little throw rug underneath of my sleeping bag, so that helps a lot.
Do you need to register in advance for this?
Yes, you do. And you can go to our website at fpchat.org. Or if you're a group, a youth group, you want to get together as a group, you can go to crowdrise.com and register as a group.
I understand there's going to be prizes involved.
There are, and I'm not going to tell the prizes, but I will say that there will be prizes for the most creative dwelling and some other categories, which we'll be devising here within the next week.
But unlike a lot of homeless people, you will have security on site the entire evening.
We will. The police are there all night long. We've never had any problems. This is a great event for families. Bring your families and your children. For youth groups, scouting groups, individuals, young professionals, come on down. I think there's something for everyone.
Box City Camp Out to Stamp Out Family Homelessness begins Saturday, November 16th at 5 p.m. and ends Sunday morning, November 17th at the First Tennessee Pavilion. Proceeds benefit Family Promise. You can learn more online at familypromisechattanooga.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.